Thank you for listening to CJSF 90.1 FM, broadcasting from Burnaby Mountain.
Everywhere, everything is no good. Everybody's walking around going, this is no good, this won't do, everything is gone wrong.
You're missing a couple of strings on this bass guitar. Is that how you learned it, and you never bothered to buy two new ones, or is there a plan?
After 2 years, I mean, what's the point spending money and a lot of it? It's like 2 is enough. It's adequate. Anybody can play this bass.
Garage band. Do you think you're still a garage band now?
No, definitely we've progressed to a basement band.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah, we've got inside the house now.
We're inside the house now.
Sitting in a van all day long.
That part's not fun.
That part is not the most fun.
Does it smell in the van?
It smells in the van.
Oh, I like it when it smells. Is it dirty in the van?
It's dirty in the van.
Oh, I like it when it's dirty.
I think that most music probably is in a sense or it's sort of an electronic thing or a mathematical thing, and that all exists in the molecular structure of the universe.
You're listening to Revolution Rock here on CJAM 99.1 FM in the Windsor, Detroit area. I'm your host, Dave Constantino, joined with Adam Palche. We're also syndicating across several different stations throughout Canada. Adam, hello and welcome.
Hello, Dave, and hello, listeners, to the Crabbo Award-winning Revolution Rock. So we have officially won that award. It's been, it's in the mail right now. Maybe, hopefully, it won't get too dinged up as it's brought over to us.
But the extra dings make it extra good.
It's true. It's like wabi-sabi. Yeah. But, a huge thank you to, all entities that consider this show great, whether you be human, mineral, vegetable, or some type of animal. Thank you for listening. And on this edition, we're going to be celebrating some major things. Oh, Dave.
I just want to add one
Dave
thing.
Dave has a point.
We forgot to thank Weedy and Weeju of Absent Sounds. They were actually at the NCRA conference.
Oh, yes.
And were able to pick up that award for us. If you haven't heard that show, it is a truly amazing show on the CJM airwaves. There's really nothing like it. And we just wanted to thank them for doing that for us and for everyone that voted. But yes, tonight's show, you might guess. You want to guess? Should we guess what the show is?
Well, I know.
Well, like we both know.
We curated the show. We don't have to guess.
I'm going to guess, though, even though I know.
Go ahead.
What do you think the show's about?
That's not what you said at all. Okay, there's a lot going on. We're going to be playing.
We should tell people.
Well, we're going to be playing some new tracks. There's a brand new album coming up by X, which they promised to be their final record. We're going to be playing a track from that. We're also going to be playing some stuff from Kid Congo Powers and the Pink Monkey Birds. We're going to be playing something from Dion Lunadin, which forecast him actually performing live coming up very soon in the area. Some new material that's dropped recently from Fontaine's DC. And probably the big linchpin of the show, we've been doing these anniversary celebrations for a while now. And this one is for an album I don't think we've played anything from. And I don't think we ever could because it's so popular. Almost everything on it is a hit. And CJAM, we kind of pride ourselves as a station for not playing the hits. We play the deep cuts. We play the bands you're not going to hear on mainstream radio. But despite the fact that this artist has had such a profound influence on the mainstream, there's no way that we could not just commemorate how important this album release is, released all the way back in 1984, this week, Purple Rain by Prince.
Now, it acts as a soundtrack to the movie of the same name.
Mm-hmm.
The soundtrack is quite good, and we're going to do something a little different this time, because as you mentioned, we can't play all the songs, but we will be playing a demo version of one of the songs from Prince.
In fact, I think the only demo version that could be found from any of the tracks from Purple Rain.
Yeah.
In addition to that, we are going to play Purple Rain track for track, but with a twist, all bands covering the songs from Purple Rain. And yes. I think this is important because for a show like this where we focus so much on punk and garage, people can say, well, what's the deal with focusing on Purple Rain, on the synth pop, you know, big pop record? Well, Prince's influence and the influence of Purple Rain extended across all sorts of genres, influencing a great number of artists. And I think with the range of musicians we're going to be hearing doing this rendition of Purple Rain, you're going to really hear that, and you're going to see why it is such an important record. We're going to call it Purpley Rain. How about that?
Purpley Rain. Mm-hmm. Yeah, so we're going to get to that starting in the next set. We're going to start things off first with a band from Vancouver, kind of like a soul garage band called The Van Rays. They have a new album out called Hey All Right Now, and we're going to hear the title track. We also have brand new music from Julie Doran. She has a split with Astral Swans. He did one with Chad Van Gallen not too long ago, and
that's
I think it's
right.
going to be a continuing series.
I hope so. We actually played the side with Astral Swans from that EP release, so now this is going to be a track from Julie Doran from that split.
Yeah. So yeah, we're going to get started with that. And then I also just had to ask you a question about raccoons.
Okay.
Yes. Apparently when they climb trees, they climb head first. Did you know that?
I think most things climb head first, don't they?
I don't know. Someone told me to ask you that.
That seems like a very bizarre question. If you have the answers to any raccoon paraphernalia, nostalgia, or general trivia, I don't know what I'm saying.
Tree knowledge. Do you have any raccoon tree knowledge?
Although, legitimately, if you want to hear anything in this edition of Revolution Rock, just give us a call at 519-971-3630, and you can also call us toll-free from Detroit and around the world at 1-855-344-2526. Here we go with music from The Van Rays on Revolution Rock. You are tuned into CJAM 99.1 FM and listening to Revolution Rock. Me and Dave here for you on your Saturday night, bringing you 2 hours of rock and roll. We are getting into a special tribute celebrating 40 years of Purple Rain by the Purple One himself, Prince. But before we get into that, let's just talk about those songs we heard preceding, including a brand new single from Fontaine's DC, and it's from their forthcoming release, Romance.
Yeah, we heard the song Favorite, and the album is actually coming out at the end of August on the 23rd. We're also going to hear, we also heard new music from Julie Dorn before that. We heard a new song from the Split 2 EP, which features two songs from Julie Dorn and two songs from Astral Swans. We heard the song Last Night, I Saw My Love from Julie Dorn. And we started off with the soul sounds of the Van Rays from Vancouver. We heard Hey All Right Now from the album of the same name.
So coming up next, we're going to dive into our rendition of Purple Rain, or Purpley Rain, whatever you want to call it. Basically, we're going to be presenting a number of covers and an alternative version of the songs from this album in its proper sequence, going through all 9 songs. And, you know, there's a lot of reasons why Purple Rain is considered a classic record. One of them, I think, is just song for song, it's a strong record. Prince really stepped up his songwriting game on this, but also, it was kind of a weird record, too. For one thing, unlike before, where Prince basically was the instrumentalist, who ended up playing everything on the record, this one actually is credited to Prince and Revolution properly, because the Revolution, his backing band, did perform and record on these songs.
And this is one of the first albums this way?
It was one of the first albums for Prince that way, and it was also the first Prince record to reach a U.S. number one. So, you know, in terms of popularity, that's pretty important. But even more is the fact that these songs are very weird, and the fact that this became a number one record really speaks to, I think, the influence Prince and his, you know, we can talk about a lot, but I think Prince broke down a lot of boundaries, especially when it came to presentations of things like gender and sexuality. He was androgynous. People weren't sure about his sexuality. And I think that emboldened a lot of people, made them curious about this artist in a way not dissimilar from David Bowie about a decade earlier in the 70s. And much like Bowie, not only did he have this persona and this image that really challenged the standard conventions of people at that time, he also presented music in a way that was unconventional. Yes, these songs were poppy, but there were weird things about them. One of the biggest hits from this album, When Doves Cry, has no bass on it whatsoever. Yeah.
Maybe I am remembering wrong, but is it true that there was bass and he took it out?
You are right. There was bass, but then him and one of the other members of the Revolution discussed it, and they found they liked the skeletal feel of it without it. And it ended up being the lead single from the record.
And a huge hit.
And a huge hit, arguably the biggest hit for Prince.
I wonder if there's a version out there with the bass.
That would be interesting to hear. You know, with so much stuff coming out of the Prince archives after his passing, it would be great to see if something like that came out. But there's nothing that's come to light yet. And there's also other weird things, like the odd, like, vignettes of Computer Blue, the weird, saucy story of Darling Nikki, also the very long, almost, I guess you could say, gospel stylings of Purple Rain that Prince originally did not write for himself. He wrote the song as an instrumental for Stevie Nicks as a country-style song. And when she heard the demo, she told Prince, I don't have it in me to come up with words for this. I'm going to leave it with you. And, you know, Prince wrote one of the biggest songs of his career and the 1980s and really of all time for pop rock.
Purple Rain.
And really, I think these songs diving into so many things about human psychology, sexuality, desire, really broke a lot of boundaries and really influenced a lot of musicians and songwriters thereafter. And we're going to pay tribute to that by playing track for track a version of Purple Rain. But this first set, which is going to be side A of the record, is all covers.
Yes, and we're going to have a lot of different bands in this set, starting off with, is this a rockabilly band?
This is a rockabilly band, the Polecats. We're going to hear something from their record that was released in 1992. The record was titled 9, and they're going to do a rendition of Let's Go Crazy. And then as you hear this set, we're going to dive into indie rock, into soul, into electronic, into jazz, just to show the breadth of influence this record has had. And we'll come back before we reach the second side of the record to give more context for what you're going to hear. But here we are celebrating Purple Rain for 40 years on Revolution Rock.